Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Bridge, The Life and Rise of Barack Obama is a 2010 political biography by David Remnick, the longtime editor of The New Yorker and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. The book examines Barack Obama's rise from his early life and community organizing work in Chicago to his emergence as a national political figure and eventual president. Rather than treating Obama's ascent as an isolated personal achievement, Remnick places it inside the larger story of race, civil rights, and American political change. The biography draws on extensive interviews with Obama, family members, teachers, mentors, allies, and rivals, giving the narrative both documentary weight and historical context. Its purpose is not only to recount the path to the presidency, but also to explain how Obama's identity, rhetoric, and political strategy were shaped by the racial and civic landscape of modern America. As a result, the book functions as both a biography and a study of the meaning of Obama's rise in American public life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Obama's rise is framed as part of the long civil rights arc. One of the book's central ideas is that Obama's career cannot be understood simply as the story of one ambitious politician. Remnick deliberately places his rise against the background of slavery, segregation, the civil rights movement, and the symbolic legacy of Selma. The title itself points to John Lewis's description of Obama as what comes at the end of that bridge in Selma, turning the biography into a meditation on historical continuity. This framing gives the book a larger interpretive purpose. Obama becomes a figure through whom a long national struggle for racial inclusion appears to culminate in visible political power. The argument is not that history ends with Obama, but that his ascent represents a major change in what American leadership can look like. That makes the biography as much a history of public symbolism as a portrait of an individual life. Secondly, identity formation and self-creation are treated as political foundations. Remnick pays close attention to how Obama formed a coherent identity out of a complicated personal background. The book discusses his biracial parentage, his father's absence, his mother's influence, and his years of education and movement across different social worlds. This material matters because Remnick sees Obama's self-understanding as essential to his political rise. Obama is shown not as someone born with a fixed public identity, but as someone who consciously shaped one through reflection, writing, and selective affiliation. The biography gives special attention to his decision to embrace a Black political identity in the context of American racial politics, a choice that affected how he was received and how he presented himself. That focus helps explain why the book is more than a standard campaign biography. It asks how a public leader is made, how identity becomes strategy, and how a political persona can emerge from personal uncertainty rather than from inherited certainty. Thirdly, Chicago politics and grassroots organizing are presented as the training ground for power. A major strength of the book is its attention to Obama's political apprenticeship in Chicago. Remnick shows how Obama learned the practical skills of coalition building, negotiation, and message discipline through community organizing and later electoral politics. This section of the biography is important because it roots Obama's national career in local institutions, neighborhood politics, and alliances with influential figures such as David Axelrod and other Chicago insiders. The book suggests that Obama's later national appeal was made possible by this early experience with practical politics, where idealism had to coexist with compromise and tactical calculation. By emphasizing these years, Remnick avoids portraying Obama as a sudden miracle of history. Instead, he presents him as a politician who was educated by real political conflict, local machines, and the demands of persuading very different constituencies. This makes the rise to the Senate and then the presidency seem earned through experience rather than simply destined. Fourthly, the book uses relationships to reveal the pressures behind public success. Remnick builds much of the biography through Obama's relationships, especially with figures such as Jeremiah Wright, Michelle Obama, David Axelrod, teachers, mentors, and political rivals. These relationships are not included merely for personal color. They show the competing influences that shaped Obama's moral language, intellectual formation, and political discipline. Jeremiah Wright illustrates the tension between race, faith, and public perception. Michelle Obama represents a stabilizing and demanding partnership. Axelrod and other strategists reveal the importance of message and timing. Family members help explain the emotional background of Obama's self-presentation. This relational structure matters because it prevents the book from reducing Obama to a solitary hero. Instead, it shows leadership as something formed through friction, guidance, loyalty, and sometimes distance. The result is a more realistic portrait of power, not an isolated genius, but a figure assembled through a network of personal and political attachments that both enabled and constrained him. Lastly, the biography balances admiration with documentary scrutiny, though its approach has limits. The Bridge is widely recognized for its depth of reporting and careful composition, but it also illustrates the limits of authoritative biography. Remnick is praised for assembling a richly sourced account based on extensive interviews and historical context, which gives the book substantial credibility and texture. At the same time, some critics argue that the biography can lean toward myth-making, especially when it frames Obama as a redeemer or symbolic bridge figure. This tension is important because it shapes how readers should approach the book. It is strongest when it combines narrative with analysis, especially on race, identity, and political formation. It is less convincing when it becomes overly reverential or when familiar campaign material feels less fresh than the earlier sections. That mix of strengths and weaknesses makes the book useful, not only as a source on Obama, but also as an example of how political biography can illuminate history while still reflecting the author's interpretive choices. In conclusion, The Bridge: The Life and Rise of Barack Obama is best suited for readers interested in political biography, modern American history, and the intersection of race and leadership. Historians, students of the presidency, and readers who want a serious account of Obama's early rise will find substantial value in its reporting and historical framing. Its main benefit is that it does not simply narrate a career. It interprets that career as part of a larger national transformation. That makes the book especially useful for understanding how identity, symbolism, and political calculation interact in public life. Compared with more conventional campaign biographies, it is broader in historical ambition and more attentive to the civil rights context that shaped Obama's public meaning. Compared with purely analytical works, it remains grounded in the details of a human life, including family, mentors, and political relationships. What distinguishes it most is its attempt to connect an individual presidency to a long American story about race, belonging, and democratic change. Even readers who disagree with Remnick's interpretive emphasis will likely find the book substantial, researched, and historically revealing. If you would like to support David Remnick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.